Where are we going? I am very tired of this country. Please, what can I do? Could you write for me, Kurudu? And I am sorry. Now interpretations goes this. Good evening, Ada. How are you? Okay, Shaguna, I took it regardless. So it's fine. Good evening, Auntie Ada. What we're saying here is very simple. We don't want the federal government giving us money. All we ask is to put things in order so that the price of things can come to affordable rate when buying things. Imagine me, I received my salary yesterday. I went to the market to buy foodstuff. I got some and haven't gotten some. And my salary is just left with 700 naira. Since the money I have... Okay, this is quite confusing. Since money I have to starve myself because... Okay, kind of lost, but yeah. I couldn't get money to fill my gas. Please, at least they give another 5k giveaway you do give out, okay? I regret being a Nigerian, but now... Okay, both now and forever. Wow, no, you can't say that though. Working and I still can't feed myself. Is this what we call a country or an animal zone? It's a country, and for some reason I just believe that we'll get past this. Yeah, collectively, when we support the government, I believe that we'll get past this phase. Okay, just hang in there. Welcome back and good morning to you. Yes, it's a new day. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning. I can feel it. Anyway, we're still talking about Nigeria, and I'll be taking a few calls and some WhatsApp messages, and then we get into the hookup edition of the show. Wow, quite a lot of text messages, so where do I start from? Let's take a call. Hello?
Hello, Ada, it is I, Small Mike.
Hi, Big Mike, welcome.
Ada. Mm-hmm. Ada, you see, it's only the brain.
Yeah.
The brain that does not care how the head came about.
That
we not worry about where the leg is going and where the belly is facing.
Wahala. Okay.
Ada, what is the repercussion of the rich doling handouts to the average people and the masses, the middle class, rather than empowering them and giving them a means to earn? Whereas the same set of people plus the rich in that top cadre of the ladder of society are all buying from the same market. What do you think is the repercussion of that? The repercussion is that the rich will continue to be richer while the poor and those who are managing will be in a more grave state of management, continuing to be dependent on what the rich has to offer them. Now, let me ask us, has anybody cared to ask that these monies that they are giving out as handouts, from where is it being pulled out from? Plus the 8K and this one that they are now doing. What's the process of pulling out that money? Where are the checks and balances? Because every time they say that they are giving handouts, some people are being enriched by this kind of withdrawals. Where have we done balance check to say, okay, how many people are we in the civil service? When you now give that 5K, what's the total that is being given out to the civil service? It was pulled out from the Federal Reserve. How much was pulled out? All these handouts, to those who care to listen, it is an opportunity to enrich some people who, for them to give you handouts. There are certain withdrawals that have been made from the Federal Reserve. How much was withdrawn? And to whom? Who is it benefiting? The rich is getting richer in the name of handouts. Tomorrow, that excess money they have in their bank accounts will still make this society cost of living to go up. That is the repercussion. Then you that they are giving you handouts, you continue to be at the mercy of not being able to have purchasing power when you go to the market. Does this concern the rich? And when I say the rich in quote, I know what I'm talking about or who I'm talking, people are making reference to. I'm not, my plan is not to call the radio and come and complain, society is, things are hard. Me, I did my own. I went out to vote. 3 minutes after voting, they broke bottle in front of me and everybody ran. So I've done my own. Those who are them and their families and their lineage have been used to receiving handouts over time. I don't know whether it's a system of monarchy that they are living, because I don't want to just Ada.
Yeah.
We are here. This is what we wanted. Those that voted for, those that were selected for, and those that were elected, we are all here together. The wailing and wailers, all of us know ourselves. The good, like I said the right time I called, the good thing is some of us don't depend on government. We always have how we support each other. But it's not government money. It's grace. Because if it's government money, people will start dropping dead on the road, on the street. They cannot stop Agbero. They cannot stop anything. Like that man said, in the market in Balogun, see what they are doing to traders. They don't care how the traders make profit per day. They will just come, ticket in the morning, ticket in the afternoon, ticket in the night.
Oh,
and you tell these traders, how will the government give you price control? Who's going to do price control? You want to ban, they are banning importation on rice when you cannot even control your local, the country.
Sorry.
The country itself. You are banning rice on all the borders, but the same rice you are banning is entering and proliferating through the, let me not blow English, I don't know, and it's entering through the north. The places that they say that are borders in the north is just this empty diesel drum and one bamboo stick on top. When you are passing, you just raise it up and pass with your bike. You see one bike man, Okada, they'll be carrying 10 bags of imported rice on one Okada and be entering the north. By the time it comes down here, they will say it's contraband, but you have paid for it from the north. They will seize it in the south. By the time it's coming to the west, they will now take it away and say it's contraband, but it's entering freely there. How can local rice now compete? Ada, the rich are getting richer in the name of handout, too. And we're happy with handout.
It's all right.
And tomorrow we want to go to the same market with the people making these withdrawals to give you handout. Ngwan.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Hello?
Hello, Ada.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name, sir?
Yes, thanks,
okay.
Well, as I've said earlier, I was discussing it on a platform today. I'm at a point in my life where I actually don't feel pity when some people are in a certain situation because of, you don't know, some of the choices they've made before they got to that situation. Nigeria is at a point where some of us try to see how good the country can be better. Why some people are actually, just like one commenter said, he said somebody, your duty in life is to be successful. Why some people's duty is to make sure that you are not successful. That is what Nigeria project is right now.
Ha.
Yeah, that is the truth, because at times, not when you go to social media or even things that happen around you, you will notice that as hard as you try and convince people that some of their choices will put us in a certain situation, they will tag you a certain thing or a certain name just to drive home their point. Now we are in a situation where suffering doesn't know tribe, age, geopolitical zone. It goes all around. I was discussing between me and my wife today. Do you know today we actually sent money to 6 different people?
Wow.
Different people. Randomly. We didn't even plan that we're going to do that today. I'm not saying this to blow a trumpet or anything. It happens every day. I still did yesterday. But if I have, I do. Whatever it is I have, no matter how small. I'm not even talking about recharge card or just send recharge card. Those ones are even not part of it. Nigeria is at a point where 5K is nothing as 5K is big. You have 5K now, you go to the market, it can virtually buy you nothing. But ask yourself, is the 5K available for people to spend? No. Why throw money at the problem when you can actually solve the problem? See, as somebody swears to this country that this country can never be great, are we trying to pass a message that we can never be great as a country? If an individual can build a refinery, one of the biggest in the world, in quotes now, an individual, and it's functional, he built it from scratch, can't we as a nation even condemn the other four refineries we have and build one from scratch that can even be times 10 bigger than that individual owned and make this whole problem at least 30% or 40% more, I would like to say, that palatable for people to bear? Why put ourselves through unnecessary pain? Now, Nigeria project or Nigeria president seat is a seat that everybody wants to be president, either they have direction to run the country or not, all because of ego. Now, we now have a president doing electionary campaign, all sorts of premises. This with this, this with that. But look at where we find ourselves. From day one, subsidy was removed. Many of us clapped. Thank God, the rich will not be getting richer anymore. Now it cannot go around, blah, blah, blah. No proper planning on how to execute the subsidy removal. How much have they given out in the space of 3 or 4 months now just to alleviate the suffering of people? That is according. And how much of that money have trickled down to the average Nigerian? How much of that? The 5 billion they say they gave to each state government last time. The 5 billion era to each state governor. Until now, me, I'm still trying to see those that have benefited where I am. I haven't seen anybody to come and share palliative in the area where I am. And the truth is, we need to see Nigeria projects. Me, I don't pray to God that God should help Nigeria. Let us not call God a liar in this country.
Okay.
You cannot be praying to God for the past 53 years for your country to be great, and it's still like this, and you feel it's God that has not made your country great. God has given us everything.
God has
given us everything. So we then start to think of how do we see this country as a project that can be better than it is today. The 35,000, I'm telling you, in the next few months, okay, the pronouncement was just made recently. November, probably when the money will be paid, you will still hear people call and tell you it's nothing. Because immediately, you've caused more inflation, you've added more money to the economy, and people will start adding things to their goods and services. Now, what will the 35K do? Nothing. Why don't you go straight and fix this problem from the source so that it will go around? It's fixing of our refinery, a rocket science. I don't understand this country. And I'll say, if it's about, say, let some of us just keep quiet so that let this thing just run. Me, to get to a point, I'll keep quiet. I'll be watching people.
Okay, no problems. Thank you so much. It's well. Hello?
Hello. Good evening. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Tony. How are you doing?
I'm fine. And you?
I am a nice person. Even if I have beef with you, let's talk about Nigeria.
Are you alone or?
Pundit, no. I called them and Pundit was like, I beg. I'm telling y'all. So whenever he comes here, if he comes here on Thursday or Friday, y'all should chase him out.
Okay. Yeah. No problem. So what are we discussing?
We're talking about Nigeria. So the federal government they have added 35K extra to the minimum wage. And I want to get your thoughts on that. How do you feel about that?
They did not add it to the minimum wage. It's just an extra bonus for the next 6 months or 3 months, right? It's a different thing. Like I told, I tweeted a few days back. I said, 25K can only buy me, at least presently now, 25K can only buy me one tuba of yam here in the US. So you are giving one person, but that's not even the problem. The issue with Nigeria, the world, is we the people, not the leaders. I'm so sorry to say, because I will use Port Harcourt Rivers as an example, Ada.
Okay.
In the states where I am, I can count how many the number of flyovers you have in Rivers is much more higher than the flyovers you have where I am. We Nigerian citizens, Nigerian people, we like show off projects that is worth nothing. Politicians will tell you they will do this and this, but when they get into office, they want to build something for you to just see. Buildings that you cannot even enter yourself, buildings that you cannot even gain anything. They just build one mighty hospital. Okay, look at the one in Ebonyi. The other day, they were challenging the governor. You renovated the governor office with $200 million. He said, no, it is $350 million. How would that renovation help the people of Ebonyi State? Why can't we... Okay, why can't we force our government to at least build something that we can go there and work and earn money?
Okay.
An average U.S. person, see, the colleagues around me, if you ask them, apart from the president of the United States, the vice president, believe me, they don't even know their transportation minister. They don't even know. You can Google it. I even checked it recently. More than 70% of Americans don't even know who is representing them. They don't care. What they want is, let me have good health care. Let me have light. No matter the amount, there is job I will pay. But ours is different. Our politicians are supposed to be our employee. We are supposed to be the employer. But in our own case, it's different. And like the African professor once said, when you come to Nigerian people and you quote, speak all this English, what they'll be waiting for is, what do you have for us now? So see that project we are talking about, until we have an honest judiciary. I keep saying it, our problem is judiciary, Ada. No matter the policy, no matter anything you create, agency or anything, is judiciary. Because even this morning they are sharing, they said they are going to give 15 million naira or something. I don't know, there's no money for vulnerable people, right?
Yeah.
Who are these vulnerable people? How did you come about these people? Nigeria doesn't have the data. You say you want to do students loan, you don't have data. It's still fake promises. I ask you a question, after this 35K, Ada, please, you are a journalist. Also, after this 35K, Ada, what happened next? Did they say it? Did they mention it? I've tried to read it, but I've not seen it anywhere. After they collect this money for 6 months, what happened next? Are we going to go back to the same drawing?
Well, they haven't said anything about that, so let's see how
that
goes.
Then that's the problem. Like this last caller said, Ada, if Dangote could single-handedly build a refinery, isn't it a shame that a country like Nigeria can't afford to build one? This government that we have right now, mess dollars $440, Ada. Ada, I feel like crying when my app, when I saw 1,000 on my app, I feel like crying, like from 440 to 1,000. Subsidy is gone. but you are paying for subsidy because the rate. See, Ada, I think I shared this a few days ago. I was coming back from work. Gas was at 3.5 in the morning. By the time I was going to work in the afternoon, it was 3.8. And that's how the thing keeps changing. That would tell you, yeah, these are what we call market forces. Not somebody pegging the price. But our own case is different. They told us something is gone. But the price remains the same. So who is paying that extra amount that we are supposed to pay if something is truly gone? Our politician borrow, yeah, they see Trump. Go check in Trump's campaign. You will hear, go to Trump.com and donate, even though it is $10, $1.
All right, Tony.
People donate to politicians.
Okay.
But our own politicians, they borrow from the bank. Oh. They do campaign. You say they should not collect their money back when they come in. No, now.
Thank you.
They will want to recoup back their money.
Okay.
So thank we are not ready for that Nigerian project yet.
Thank you so much. It's still 99.3 Nigeria Info. I have quite a lot of messages, so I'll just run through them and then we get into the hookup edition of the show. Now 35K, it doesn't even come close to the current economic crisis. This palliative, as I read, is for 6 months from the government and then a month trial from Labour, but the executive has a permanent increase. So what's this call saying though? Oh, I guess you're trying to say this caller. Okay, hello, Aja. When the government was saying they were going to share 8K to all Nigerians, we said it was too small. Now they want to work on those working with the government directly. We've started with the complaints again. Damn. If you do... Okay. Damn if you do and damn if you don't. Cheers, Abiodun. Well spoken, Ola. Thank you so much for writing, Abiodun. Hello, Aja. Imagine Jeff's perspective to tonight's discussion. That's how to articulate points, because every man is entitled to different opinions. But if I may draw an inference from all that he said, every Nigerian is guilty of the lapses in the land. Jeff must also realize that leadership isn't by age, but competence. I agree. As for me, I am happy for the addition to the minimum wage, because directly or indirectly, the increment will affect me. Patience is what Nigerians need under the dispensation. According to Friday, and for the record, the state government are aware to effect the new development by the federal government, their respective states are service. May God help Nigeria. Ola from Isheri. Ada Abeg, tell Isidum to come on now. Which financial sector reforms has he seen? The second CBN governor reform with proof of better performance over time? Adam, my love, long time. I've missed your voice and even your face, as I haven't been on DF's live to see my crush's face. Hope no one, and most especially Oluwa Chukwudi, has stolen you from me. Nah. And are Nigerians still complaining? Now, this kind of thing, I know one day here again. Let's just act as if we don't have a government. Greenish. Come on now. Talking about that, where is this my guy, Francis from New Delhi? It's been a long time. And my other brother from... Czech Republic. Yeah, I hope y'all are good. Good morning, Pretty Ada. The 35k additional pay shouldn't be for the civil servant alone. The harsh effect of subsidy removal cut across board. There is hike in the prices of basic necessities, and every Nigerian is affected directly or indirectly. Kelvin. Hello, Ada. Good morning to you, and God be with you, my big sis. It's Okpayemi. I've reached out to you on Instagram, my sister. Please, I humbly appeal to you that you should please check your DM. Thanks greatly. So I have a problem with my DM, yeah. Let me know even. Like, since yesterday, I've been trying to, like, delete every message from my message request, because I checked. I had to switch my account from personal to business. And then I started seeing DMs 250 weeks ago, 150 weeks ago. I'm like, these people will probably think I'm a snob. I did not see. And now with all those DMs piled up, I don't get to see new DMs. And I had to do this because I was doing something with Daddy Freeze on his live, and I was supposed to credit some people money. And those people were sending me DMs. I could not see. I had to make a post and ask them to like comment so I could go through their comments and then access the DM. So right now, I am clearing every message, every DM of mine, so that I can be seeing new messages sent to me. I am so sorry. I really don't know what to do. If you understand Instagram, you can help me out. I'll very much appreciate that, because I'm not deleting everything, and I might just delete somebody writing me for a business or something. It's just so sad. I don't get new messages. So, Payemi, don't be upset. I've cleared like over 300 today. So if you can write me again, maybe it's going to pop up. But I am doing my best to like fix this. Delete everything so that I get to see new messages. I am sorry. I don't know what's wrong with my Instagram, but it is what it is. Okay. Good morning, Ada. 35K is about $35. What about what $35 can buy in America? 35K cannot buy one out of 100 of it. Dear Ada, correct me if I'm wrong. If not now, please do the math whenever you're chanced. Ada, a bag of rice contains 66 or 67 derricas of rice. That's 66 times 800 naira per derrica. Oh, this thing is derrica. Okay. Over 52K for a bag of rice. 12.5 kg of gas is 12.5. Nigeria Nawao Shegun. Federal government workers received their salaries today, but no sight of any 35K audit. Whew, my dear country. Anyway, 25 minutes, gone past 12 midnight, and this is where we can go. Thank you so much for being polite, I must say, and civil. Wow. While telling me about how you feel about the 35K increment, I honestly appreciate that. So at this point here, all I can say is let's just at least look. They have said that they will do it. Now we can hold them accountable if we don't see. They said this like few days back. Of course, it's not going to start like immediately. They did not say with immediate effect. They said we will. So let's look at next month and then see. Then if we're still not comfortable, I believe with the NLC and with us collectively expressing ourselves, they'll get to listen to us and then they'll do something again. I am just being hopeful. But again, let's stay calm. Please. So thank you so much. That's all I can say at this point. I did not come here to give a position, but I came here to just let you talk. I wanted to listen to you. I just wanted to ask you your thought about this. So I honestly appreciate that you did that and in a very civil and cordial manner. So I appreciate that once again. 26 minutes gone past 12. Now let's get into the hookup edition of the show. So to all my single ladies and guys, it's that time of the week again where you hit me up, tell me about yourself, your name, your age, your blood group, your genotype, your religion, your personality, and then you use the same format to describe your anticipated partner. Then you drop your contact detail. And please, ladies, if you're not comfortable with your detail being out there, I've said this before, you can use a pseudonym, just like a lady called last week. Yeah, she used a pseudonym, and I still have a number just in case you are interested in the lady. All you have to do is just let me know. Oh, Ada, the flower, she might use flower, she might use bulb. Oh, Ada, teddy bear, chocolate, I called last week, I'm interested. So you can just call me and say, oh, your name is Chocolate, you need this, you need that, oh, you're this, you're that. And if you want to call your number, you can tell me, Ada, please take me off. I'll just mute it. So it'll just be both of us talking. I'll take down your number, but from the detail, you tell us about who you are. A guy can call and be like, oh, Ada, please link me up with that lady that called. And I'll send your number to the guy. Your number is not going to be public if that's what you want, if that will make you feel comfortable. So yeah, let's do that. But so, I mean, this might just be you speaking through them, right? So yeah, welcome to the show. This is the hookup edition of the chat station with Ada Blessing, your radio girlfriend. Are you tired of being single? I know what it feels like to be single. I've been single before. I might even be single right now. You just at Uluwa Chukiri. Yeah, I'm taken. Anyway, so if you are honestly tired of being single, you want companionship, or you just want somebody to have fun with, you feel like the weather has been extremely cold and you want to cuddle with someone, you just want to, you know, do something for a night, You need a sugar daddy to take care of you, your bills and stuff. You need a sugar mommy, you need a sugar boy, you need a sugar girl. Whatever it is that you want, you need a friend. Okay, this is the segment. So all you have to do is hit us up and tell us about you. Like, it's not, oh, Ada, I am bio. I am a chef. I am 20 years old. I need this. No, who is bio? Oh, I am into sport. I love traveling. I am the type of guy that I want to have conversations. I love talking about sport. You know, I love talking about cars. I love talking about entertainment. So if you're a lady and you know that you cannot hold the conversation, you cannot hold conversations, you are not outspoken, I don't want a lady like that. Oh, I like my ladies flashy and fashionable. Let us know what you like. Oh, she must be pretty good in the other room. And if you're a lady, tell us. I know how to cook. If you eventually become my man, I'm going to spoil you with food, African delicacies, whatever you want, international dishes, whatever. I'm going to spoil you in the kitchen department, and in the other room, I got you covered. Let's know things like that. Not, oh, I am a chef, I am a caterer, and I just need a man 40 years old. Yeah, my number is, no, how is he going to call you? How is she going to call you? So yeah, give us all of the information that we need. And tonight, you might just meet that one. So, let's get to it. Studio line 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. And the female line, sadly, it's down. So, ladies, utilize the general number. Okay? The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. If you're a lady writing me and you don't want me to read your actual name, just state it. My name is Blessing, but please address me as Ada. I am into this, I am into that, I would like to meet so and so. That simple, I'll do just that. Okay, let's do this. Who's going to be our first caller? Hello? 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 Okay. This person called and decided to keep mute. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, good morning.
Hello, Miss Ada.
Yes, please.
Good morning,
ma'am. Yeah, good morning. How are you?
How are you? I'm fine, and
thanks
you?
Thanks for asking. I am good.
So, how is work? Hope it's not too stressful.
No, not at all.
I am hearing your conversation.
Okay.
I'm Paris. My name is Paris.
Okay, go on.
Okay. My name is Paris. I live in Olodia Papa Axis. Then I'm 34 years of age. Astrology, Cancerian. My cancer. Why did you say it?
Sorry?
Why did you say it?
Nah, nothing. Just go on.
You read about cancers?
No. I didn't even do the when you mentioned your zodiac sign. No.
No problem. So, I'm not too fair in complexion, average height, but I cannot guess my height. Hairy. Okay. So, I'm looking for a sugar girl.
Okay.
That I can know more and also run my bills.
And also do what? Pay her bills?
I said I can know more better.
Okay.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Let's get your phone number.
Okay. 080.
Okay.
640. 65. 170.
Again, please.
080.
Okay.
640. 65. 170.
Okay.
Thank you
so much. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Yeah. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm David. I'm calling from Abidjan.
You are?
David.
David. Okay. Welcome, David.
David, by name.
Okay.
I'm 55 years, 5.8 feet tall.
Okay.
I'm dark in complexion.
All right.
I work as a secretary. I'm an easygoing person. I'm very loving. Fun to be with.
Okay.
I'm also caring. I would love to meet a lady.
All right.
Who is caring? Who is also romantic? Who understands what love is all about?
Okay.
Who is also ready to, you know, settle down? She should be working. She should be a Christian as well. Between the age of 30 and 55.
Okay.
So any interested lady can reach me on this number. 080-37-75-05-82. I take the number once again. 080-37-75-05-82. Thank you very much.
Okay. I am a cool and gentle guy, self-employed. I do art, paintings, and portraits. My name is PK Urobo, 38 years old, 5.5 feet tall, dark in complexion, average in size, genotype is AA, blood group is O positive, based in Lagos, love to meet a lovely curvy lady and romantic for a romantic relationship. She should be between 23 to 28. Average in height and size and tribe, must be based in Lagos and have something doing, and she'd be free and have time for me. She can call or chat 0816-182-0704. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Yeah, good morning, God bless you.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, my name is Fabio. I'm calling you from Lagos.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. I am Fabio. I am fun to be with. I am 5'7" tall. I am relatively dark in complexion. A Christian, a businessman. I need a girl between the age of 28 to 35 for a serious relationship that could lead into marriage.
Okay.
I'd like to drop my number.
All right then.
Okay. My number is 090.
Go ahead.
090-688.
Okay.
97366.
Call it again.
090-688-97366.
Okay. Thank you so much. It is still 99.3 Nigeria Info. Hello? Hello? All right, hello?
Hello, Ada, good morning.
Yeah, hello?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Yeah, it's Prince.
Okay, you're welcome.
Yeah. It's Michael. My name? I reside in Ikorodu, Lagos, and I'm 43 by age, and I'm a manager, then I'm not too tall, I'm just average, chocolate color. and I'm a good cook, and I love traveling as well.
Okay.
I am the lady that is between the age of 10, 7, 30, who is working. Maybe either fair or chocolate, whichever one. But should be romantic and also understanding. For a serious relationship, that and the lady should be ready to settle down.
Okay.
So my number is 07. Go on.
Yeah.
3550. Hello.
Yeah, go on.
07035509994.
Please call it out again.
07035509994.
Okay, thank you. Dear Adele, my shout out goes to no one but you. I have searched and searched for who to also send shout out to, but haven't seen any. That's how special you are, Adele. If you have healed the world by Michael Jackson, please play it for our leaders to heal us, the citizens. Adele, you will never fall short of fulfillment of God's promises for you in Christ's mighty name. Shegun, amen. Thank you so much. Good morning, how was your day? My name is Irekefe. Hope I got that right. Texting from Lagos, Delta State. Self-employed, 39 years old, 5.9 feet tall, chocolate in complexion. I'm a Christian, a very loving, cute and kind man with good conscience, good listener. Oh, I guess you wanted to say conscience, okay. With good conscience, a good listener. My genotype is AA. My blood group is O positive. My hobbies are, I'm a football fan. I love doing exercise. I need an interested lady to the ages of 30 to 36. She must be working, beautiful, black, tall and slim for a serious relationship for marriage. My number is 0808-612-28. Oh, my apologies. 0808-612-2286. 0808-612-2286. Please, no flashing. Either call or text via WhatsApp. Thanks and God bless you all. Okay, hello. Sorry about that. Hello Adele, good morning. I am Emmanuel. I live in Alugba Estate, Ikorodu. I am jovial, fun to be with, and witty. I'm also naughty and sexy. I'm a business guy. I'm gonna be 31 next year by God's grace. I'm chocolate in complexion. I need a lady that is curvy behind for a serious relationship. I am cool with any tribe from the ages of 18 and above. Okay. I don't even mind if you're older than me. She can call me. My number is 0907-161-4875. 0907-161-4875. Or WhatsApp me. My WhatsApp number is 0806-754-2793. 0806-754-2793. Okay, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, hello. Are you there?
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Oge God.
Oge God?
Yes.
Okay. Oge God?
Somewhere around Ago.
All right.
I'm 34 years old.
Okay.
And I'm working. And I like someone that's cool, calm, just not fat, not slim, just average. And that's all.
Okay.
And I wish we can get to know each other and start something from there.
All right then.
So my phone number is 070-33-4012.
Okay.
070.
All right.
33-40-12-12.
Okay. Thank you. Good morning, my beautiful Ada. How are you doing over there? Good. My name is Jordan. I am just cool and nice. I am just a cool and nice guy. Loving, caring, hardworking guy. I am a driver and I am from Delta State, but based in Lagos, Ikoyi. I am tall. I am a tall, fair guy. I like riding, swimming, cooking, writing, playing. Okay. I like to meet a sugar lady or a sugar girl that we can be friends and get to know each other more. This is my number, 0704-913-7145. 0704-913-7145. Thank you so much, beautiful blessing. You're welcome. And this is where we can go tonight on the show. Thank you for always being on the other side of the radio, and always stay safe. Be sure about the person you're going to meet, at least